It is Monday, July 13th, 2015. My brain wanted to say 1985. I don't know why. And this is not a full Radio Free Burrito episode. It's merely a few minutes of me saying hello because I had everything all set up and it seemed silly not to record something. Say the thing, guy who I sampled.
Hipsters, flipsters, and finger-popping daddies, knock me your lobes.
So I've been working night and day, well, mostly day, but occasionally at night, on Titan's Grave, The Ashes of Volcana, and I just recorded one of those previously on Titan's Grave, The Ashes of Volcana, things that you hear at the beginning of every episode. We're up all the way. We're almost done in editing. We're up to... I just turned in all my notes on episode 7, and we are going to have a screening of 8 and 9 later this week, and then I think it's going to be episode 10 next week. I can't believe that it's almost over. I mean, it'll be over for me sooner than it's over for you, provided you are watching it. For those of you who don't know what it is an RPG series that I created for the Geek & Sundry Network, and Hank Green, Allison Hayslip, Yuri Lowenthal, and Laura Bailey all play in a role-playing game with a sort of 10-episode campaign in a science fiction and fantasy world I created called Volcana. And it is run using the Adventure Game Engine that my friends at Green Ronin Publishing created and publish. And it is going to be released as a thing you can play at Gen Con, which is one of the reasons we're working so hard to get it all done, because we all realized that if we released the thing at Gen Con and then it was really, and then there was still an episode or two episodes to go, it's sort of like releasing the script to a show before the big finale, which seemed like maybe not the best idea. So that's what I've been working on, and it's been a whole lot of fun. I just got back from Comic-Con. Comic-Con was great. I wanted to share two stories about Comic-Con that happened that were pretty great. Number one, I met Peter Capaldi. That's right, that Peter Capaldi, the one from Lair of the White Worm. Aha, where's my bell? No, actually, Peter Capaldi, who, in addition to Lair of the White Worm, is the Doctor, the new Doctor. He's the Doctor. He's Doctor Who. And he could not have been nicer to me. And here's the thing that blew my freaking mind, you guys. Peter Capaldi spoke to me as if I were an equal. And he talked to me like a person who was a member of, a very special and unique science fiction television program fraternity, and it blew my mind. Fun. The second thing I wanted to tell you is that I did as much to advance the cause of people caring about science things as a lot of the big famous people you've heard of, right? And he made people excited about space and science again. Neil deGrasse Tyson, making science. He could not have been nicer to me. He introduced himself to me because for some reason he went together talking, and I realized that I had taken my hands out of my pocket stands when they're at ease. It happened completely without my knowledge, and took a picture of it, which I thought was pretty cool. Comic-Con was really fun. I'm thinking that maybe this is going to be the last year that I actually go to Comic-Con, because the stuff that I love about Comic-Con is slowly but surely being overwhelmed and kind of pushed out by the stuff I dread about Comic-Con. And a lot of the stuff that I love about Comic-Con, I can experience from things like WonderCon or Emerald City Comic-Con or Rose City Comic-Con or Phoenix Comic-Con. There are so many people that go to San Diego now that don't even go into Comic-Con that it kind of freaks me out a little bit. There are so many tens of thousands of people outside of the convention center, and the infrastructure just isn't there to support them. And it's a little scary. And Bonnie Burton and I were talking about this when we came home. It's kind of amazing that there has not ever been some kind of crazy stampede. And I think that that's probably because nerds are great figure I worry about the muggles who are going to show up and make it not off with that, because I had a great time. One thing that I want to leave you with, I thought, well, maybe I'll play some music. Leave you with a thing that happened. So we had a party, and Nerdist, we all had a party together that was kind of on the Friday night of Comic-Con. And it was really exclusive wagons to show up. And this is a thing that happens all the time. Gatherings at Comic-Con will be reset the harder it is to enforce the don't be a dick rule. There's just not enough people to be really big and open to the public and like sponsored by Tested and all that. Some sparkling on display for people to enjoy. And someone was like, oh, you know what, an appropriate response to that. We worked really hard to keep that out of Geek and Sundry. I know how many people, I don't believe I'm authorized to discuss that. But it was so much fun, and it was so great to see all the people from Legendary. I haven't been lucky enough to meet any of the people from Amy Poehler's, you know, talking and goofing off and being stupid, and how cool this was and how much fun we were having. And, I got to be on a couple of panels, that Felicia for Con Man, and then be, like, happy and grateful and that we're able to like have a party like this, and we're able to, and that we are really challenging. I mean, I make a couple of shows for Geek and Sundry, but I don't run it. I don't set the agenda like Felicia. I've created a couple of shows for the channel with her help, but in the office all the time. I'm friends with everybody that works there and all that. I don't want to just presume to an employee, but that's just like I just wanted to be clear about that. But we were standing there talking about it and talking about how great it is and how much fun we're having and how the guys and talk about interesting things and challenging things and groundbreaking things and redefine what it means to produce and it's super exciting. It's everything I love. It's like, it is the exact when I was like, I have this great idea. And someone in New York was like, that scares us. Don't do it. And when I go to our bosses at Legendary Digital now, I go, I've got an idea. And on the way home, Chris emailed me and Felicia just to like sort of say, I will say in public what I said to the two of them in private. When the YouTube initiative started, this Sundry Guide channel, I would talk to these mainstream legacy journalists and, you know, like new media journalists who really should have known better, who tried to create a petition with Nerdist, and that somehow, you know, we were competing over audience against them. It's not Geek and Sundry versus Nerdist. We're headed in the right direction. And I'm really grateful for that. I just, Luna sat in my lap, and now it's time for her to get out of my lap. And I just wanted to share that, because if you're listening to this, you are a part of you not have to do the things that I don't want to do. And for the first time in my life, that's letting me be choosy, and it's letting me only do things that I'm real excited about. If you are listening to this on Monday, when it comes out, there is a new Conversations with Creators with Will Wheaton that comes out tomorrow on July 14th. And that is a conversation that I had with Naughty Dog, the people that brought us Uncharted, and also The Last of Us, which I think is the greatest, most emotional video game experience of all time. I think that you will like it. And I imagine no one listening to this needs to hear me say this, but I'm going to say it anyway. The show's called Conversations with Creators, not Will Wheaton airs whatever your specific weird grievance about a particular feature in a video game is to creators. We just sit down and talk about stuff that we like. It's great. I'm really glad that these studios have games coming out, and they want people to know about the games that are coming out. And they chose to talk to me about their existing games and about their games coming out, which is kind of why people go on late night talk shows. So, I don't know, maybe I'm one step closer to being Craig Ferguson, which would be cool. Oh, hubris! Anyway, thanks a lot for listening. Have a great whatever time of day it is. Have a great everything. Have a great, okay? And until I have time to produce an actual proper episode of Radio Free Burrito, play more games and don't be a dick. Bye!